So when Mashiach comes, Shmoyin Esrei is going to change. In the end of Torah Ur, of Parshas Vayigash, the Alter Rebbe says, speaking about the special Sheva Brachas that are recited in honor of a marriage, that there's a bracha that says, Mesameach Chosn V'Kala, where the Chosn and Kala are equal. He says this refers to today's day and age. In mystical terminology, the Kala represents the notion of Malchus, or regality, royalty, and it receives from what's called Zah. Those two are considered the masculine and the feminine aspects of the divine persona. Well, the Asid Lavi, but when Mashiach comes, then the bracha is Mesameach Chosn Im HaKala. Now the Kala no longer receives from the Chosn, but rather she is an equal benefactor. And that's why we say Mehera Yishama. May it happen speedily that we should hear the sound of Chosn V'Kala. That's why in today's day and age, the Alter Rebbe says, the Chosn gives a ring, he makes the declaration, the Kala is quiet. When Mashiach comes, the quiet Kala will be a thing of the past. The Alter Rebbe goes on to say that this is the meaning of what says, Ne'elamti Dumia, silence, quiet. This is what punctuates the notion, Ki'ilam Le'eftach Piv, like a person who can't speak, the mouth isn't opened. And he says this will all change in the future, Kol Chosn V'Kol Kala. The Alter Rebbe says something incredible. From this we can understand that in the future, Shmoyin Esrei will change. Today, Shmoyin Esrei, which represents Malchus, is done silently. Avala Asid Kishetis Allah, when Malchus rises, Yiyeh Shmoyin Esrei B'Kol Rum. We'll be shouting the Shmoyin Esrei out loud. The Rebbe says that although we could easily take the Alter Rebbe's words as a source in and of themselves, it's most likely that there's a previous source for this. It had to have been written somewhere. The question is where. Incredibly, the Rebbe directs us to a Zohar. The Zohar in Parshas Vayigash speaks about the sound of prayer of Rachel Imenu. And it says, Kol Berama Nishma, that a voice is heard on high refers to Rachel, and he says that this refers to Alma Da'asi, the future world. Immediately prior, the Zohar is actually talking about prayer, and it's talking about the level of Malchus. In fact, in the Haggos and the glosses of Rav Levi Yitzchak, the Rebbe's father, it clearly explains how the Zohar makes a distinction between the idea of Shmoneh Esrei, of prayer, emphasizing that the three languages used are all specific to the concept of Tefillah, which represents the idea of Malchus. And so, it turns out, as the Rebbe's father explains the Zohar, that this idea, articulated fully in Torah Ur, is actually based on a Zohar, and when Mashiach comes, together, we'll be shouting Shmoneh Esrei, may it happen speedily, and in our days, Amen.